What's up, guys? Welcome to Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am a passionate pediatric nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach here to deliver a message to you. This podcast is meant to provide a hope and a dream that fuels your soul to dream big and to dream bold and to inspire and empower you to live out your wildest freaking dreams and to grab a hold onto the unwavering truth that you were made for more. What's up, guys? Welcome to yet again another episode of the Your Life Matters podcast. And I'm so grateful for you, where you are in your season, and I honor you. Today, as I was sitting down preparing for this podcast, I was so inspired by so many of the incredible ratings and reviews that this podcast has been getting. Over the last 4 years, we have been a pillar of hope, a pillar for people to come to get tangible tips and ways to live a healthy, better, fulfilling life. And I really do have this unwavering belief in who you are. And as I was going back through, I heard so many people say, I'm going back through to the beginning of the podcast. I love what you're saying. I love what you've put out there. And I was so struck by this one particular episode. And over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to bring back to life this series of what it felt like in my life in that moment to help empower every single human listening to take action and understand that the lack of action is what causes depression, thoughts of suicide, feelings of unworthiness. Lack of action really truly propels us to be in a state where we're living our life but not really living our life. My goal, my job, my role as your mentor is to help you not only live, but thrive. So I want you to listen to this episode. Understand that this was back when this podcast was brand new. So it was pre-divorce, pre-mom life, pre a lot of different situations, but so relevant right here today, and I cannot wait for you to listen and really take so many tangible tips away in order to stop lacking in action and live the life you were truly meant to live. What's up, guys? Welcome to Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am so excited that you're here. I am a passionate nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach, and I'm truly here to provide a hope and a dream that fuels your soul to dream big and to dream bold and to empower and inspire you to live out your wildest dreams and to grab a hold onto the unwavering truth that you were made for more. So welcome, guys. I'm so excited that you're here. If you are one of my devoted listeners, welcome back, soul sisters. And if you are new to this podcast, sister, I'm so happy you're here. Literally, we just get into the nitty-gritty every single Tuesday and just try to transform our life from the inside out. Because when you change your mind, you change your life. And I truly believe that 100% wholeheartedly. So guys, I am just so excited because I want to talk to you guys today about your lack of action. And the reason why that's so important is I had the incredible pleasure of going to a National Achievers Seminar where literally my mind was blown. Gary Vaynerchuk was there, Tony Robbins was there, and then Robert Hershovic was all there, and then so many other speakers. And I really wanted to give you a piece of that, give you a piece of what I learned, give you a piece of what I was able to take away from that. And we're going to do it in different sections because I don't want to dump all of it on one podcast. So
Today, I just want to talk about a huge takeaway of a phrase. And if you guys follow me on social media, if you follow me on Instagram, then you saw this post. You saw me talk about this very thing. Your lack of action exposes your insecurity. Yes, let that sit. Let that be a gut check. Let that be a truth bomb for you. I'm going to say it again. Your lack of action is exposing your insecurity. Now, you're probably like, Mariah, what are you talking about? You're crazy. Well, your insecurity of whether or not you hold on to your dreams, whether you hold back and you don't truly talk about your goals, whether you have this vision for your life and you just don't go after it because somebody said you won't make it happen. Somebody said that it's a crazy dream. Somebody said it's a crazy vision. Or you have these capabilities, these incredible talents that nobody knows about, and you don't talk about them. It's funny because I had to sit there and just a quick example where I thought about this for myself. I was sitting at work and we were talking about, I don't even know. I think one of my MAs or one of my nurses had one of their teenagers and they were singing in something on like a concert choir. And we were talking about Glendale Glitters. And I was like, oh, yeah, I used to perform there. I performed every year at concert choir. And they were like, Mariah, you sing? And I was like, yeah. And then they were like, oh, we didn't know that. I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, I sang at pep rallies. I sang for basketball games. I sang for football games. Like, I just said it not like very nonchalantly. Like, I sang the national anthem, whatever. It's just singing. And they're like, Mariah, you got to sing. And I was like, no. The only person that hears me sing it currently is Peanut. And I'm in my home and in the comfort of my four walls. That's the only time people hear me sing. And I sat there and I was like, man, Mariah, like you used to sing and you used to talk about it all the time. And it was something that you loved. It was something that you loved doing. And I remember that that was one of my capabilities. God granted me that gift. And then certain individuals in my life, especially like my close knit family, somebody would always say like, oh, stop howling. Oh, stop this. Oh, stop that. And I remember hearing my mom say that. And I got so discouraged. Me and my sister both, because we used to sing. My dad would sing. My dad would have this bass guitar, this beautiful 6-string bass guitar. And he never got it out. He never played it because my mom was so like, meh, with music. I had a keyboard and I was learning the piano and it was like so discouraging to pull that out. So I remember being like, you know what? Like, this is a part of me that just I won't remember. So I thought about that when they brought that up. It's the self-limiting belief that other people give you about your stuff. So whether it's your goals, your dreams, your visions, your capabilities, or your talents, you can't allow other people to give you that paradigm of you're not enough, you can't make it work, it's not going to ever work out, because all you're doing is exposing your insecurity, because you're lacking action in what things you need to get done. Now, this is not me saying I need to go on and pursue this professional career of singing. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, say you're a mom of two beautiful babies, and you love to cook. You love to bake, and so many people love your recipes. You have all of these DIY ideas and these, you know, home remedies that you do, or you make organic laundry detergent or dishwashing soap, and other people want to know about it. So they're always asking for recipes. That's a talent that you have. And then in the back of your mind, you have this incredible goal to start a mommy blog, and then you decide not to. And the only reason why you decide not to is because somebody else told you that it wasn't a good idea or was going to fail, or you told yourself it wasn't a good idea or you were going to fail. But when you stop with the excuses, when you buckle down, when you put your big girl pants on and you dig deeper into your belief and you put your words into action, only then will the results come. And the biggest lies are the ones we tell ourselves. So when you stop hearing the outside, when you stop hearing what everybody's saying, things get remarkable. And I'll never forget, I heard Gary Vaynerchuk sit there and he was like, I'm not into the motivation. I'm not into the rah-rah. I'm not interested in getting high on my own supply. And for me, as a podcaster, as a inspirer, as a motivator, as somebody who wants to empower other people, I sat there and I said the same thing. I felt him right there. I get chills right now. I was like, I'm not interested in getting high on my own supply. Yes, do I post my podcast? Do I listen to it every now and then because I need my own message that I'm getting? Absolutely. But I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in getting high on that. I'm not interested in the rah-rah and hearing everybody like, man, you're such a motivator and I can't wait to hear you speak. And I get messages of, Mariah, please write your first book, or hey, put your stuff on YouTube. And I'm like, yes, I'm going to do that for you. I'm not doing it for me. I don't need the rah-rah. I don't need the motivation because I have these tools in my own life. I need to get it out there for you. So when he sat there and said that, and he said one other thing, he said, when you stop hearing me, shit gets remarkable. And I was like, oh, that is so powerful. Because we all look at Gary Vaynerchuk and his quotes and things that he says, and I'm like, yes. And he is my man. Like, I always say I'm a Christian with a little bit of hood, and I, you know, don't always use the most appropriate language, and I forgive you. I ask you for forgiveness. I always try to be very censored on my podcast, especially for my mommies who are driving. I don't want to say anything in front of your kids, but he definitely uses a few choice words that, fires me up. But he's sitting there and he's like, when you stop hearing me, ish gets real. Like, man, stop listening to the rah-rah, stop listening to the motivation. You have the tools, you know what you need to do. And when he held up his phone and he said, you know, it's 2018, you can do whatever you want and find whatever you need to on this device. You don't need this incredible thing. You don't need this speech. You don't need this, all this other stuff going on. You just need to do it. You just need to stop listening to the outside noise. Stop listening to somebody tell you can't do it. Stop listening to all these things and just go do it, because that's when things get remarkable. When I sat there, and I'll never forget, I had incredible conversation with my boyfriend, and he was sitting there and he was hearing me and all these ideas, and he was like, Mariah, go write the book. And I'm like, dyslexic, I can't write a book, I can't figure it out. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, I wrote 12 pages. I wrote 13 pages. I'm like, I can't get over it, because I was like having these issues with like editing and re-editing. And then he was like, dude, why don't like you use another form of podcast or like YouTube, or just get your voice out there? And I was like, bam, like, let's go, mic drop. So we can all thank him for this amazing podcast, Your Life Matters. But truly, I just was like, I needed to find another way, use another resource. And when I stopped making excuses, that's when I made things happen. So of course I was uncomfortable. Of course I didn't feel like doing it because I was fearful of what people think. But don't let your goal be comfortable. Don't let your goal be mediocre. Don't let your goal be content. Let your goal be extraordinary. Be amazing. Be you. You have all of this freaking incredibleness inside you. You have all of the talents. You have all of the abilities. You have all of the dreams. But you can do two things. You can continue to keep exposing your scarcity mindset. Continue to keep exposing your self-limiting beliefs. And your lack of action can expose your insecurities. And everybody knows what they are. Everybody will know them, because people will know that you said you wanted to do one thing and that you had this dream of another thing, but then you won't do it. So they'll know that you're insecure about it. We'll know about the insecurities that you have. And it's not about other people, but I don't want you to live that way, where you constantly are reminded of the reason why I didn't make this goal happen is because I was insecure about what I was able to do. Or you can dive into your dreams head first and act, and let your words become actions. And then when your actions are shown, they'll be able to say, man, I'm proud of her. She went after that. It's not about other people, but let that fuel you in the way of, I'm going to go after something because I want to be proud of it myself, but I want to make other people proud. Like I said before, I have no interest in doing all of this to get high on my own supply. I want to do it so that I can give you tangible things to hold on to go after your dreams. So right now, I want you to think about it, whether you're driving or you're writing this down or you're just listening. I want you to think about some area in your life that you're lacking absolute action. Do you need to take action in a situation? Is it a relationship? Is it something to do in a particular relationship? Are you lacking to take action in a decision? Are you lacking action in your dreams? Are you lacking action with your kids? Are you lacking action with your family? Are you lacking action with someone you love, a significant other, a spouse? I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about why you're lacking action. Is it exposing an insecurity in a way? Is it exposing that you feel like you're a bad mom? Is it exposing that you feel like you're a bad wife or a bad girlfriend or a bad friend or a bad sister or mother or daughter? Are you lacking action because you're having insecurities about whether or not you can make this dream happen? Whatever it is, realize that you are putting other people's opinion higher than everything else. That is all what insecurities are. Stop putting other people's opinion higher than yourself. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about what you're lacking action, what your insecurity is, and how you're going to change that. And I don't want you just to write it down. I don't want you to just think about it. I want you to actually do it. This next week, the remaining part of this week, I want you to really act in the direction of your dreams, your goals, your vision. Make action toward making that dream possible. And stop putting everyone else's dream higher than your own. All right, guys, I hope you took away something tangible from Gary Vee. I hope you took away something tangible from this podcast episode, that your actions matter, but your lack of actions are exposing your insecurity, and I know that you're better than that. So, Soul Sister, I'm going to leave you with this one thing. You are wanted. You are needed. You are loved. You are worthy. And you, my friend, are more than enough. I love you guys. I will see you next Tuesday.